This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives is moving to impeach President Donald Trump. House Democrats accuse him of enticing an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer, whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The House Majority Leader says the House could vote Wednesday on the impeachment resolution. Even if Trump has already left office, a Senate impeachment conviction after his term ends could mean he would not hold federal office again. Trump has refused to concede his defeat or congratulate President-elect Joe Biden, but he has acknowledged there will be a new administration come January the 20th. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the U.S. Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the country leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Biden. The FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about unidentified, or rather identified, armed group intending to travel to Washington, D.C. on the 16th of January. The FBI said they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on the specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. The Department of Homeland Security announced Monday it is directing the U.S. Secret Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration security operations this Wednesday, 6 days earlier than planned. For more information, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick said on Monday night that he will not receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, Belichick said remaining true to the people, team, and country that he loves outweighs the benefits of an individual award. The Super Bowl winning coach did not say explicitly that he had turned down the offer from President Trump. Although he describes himself as apolitical, Belichick wrote Trump a letter of support during the 2016 presidential campaign that the candidate read aloud at a rally in the days before the election. The Trump administration redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, a move that places new sanctions on Cuba shortly before President-elect Biden takes office and could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive the Obama-era detente. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the designation Monday, citing Cuba's continued harboring of U.S. fugitives and its refusal to extradite Colombian rebels, as well as its support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The designation reimposes major restrictions on Cuba, including barring most travel between Cuba and the U.S., as well as the transfer of money between the two countries. President-elect Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, completing his inoculation against the deadly disease. The president-elect, who responded to questions after his inoculation, said the increasing number of deaths is wrong and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the U.S. have been uneven and have not gone according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot rather than save the vaccine for second doses. Officials at the World Health Organization said its efforts to investigate the origins of the coronavirus are not about finding somebody to blame, as the agency sends a team of international experts to China this week. It was not immediately clear, however, if the experts would be allowed to travel to Wuhan, where the virus originally emerged in late 2019. Also Monday, China announced 103 new COVID cases, the country's biggest jump in infections in more than 5 months. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.